This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Christopher John O'Shea.
In the flesh, Drew. Great to be with you.
Christopher, how are you?
Time for another week, another show.
You know, we flew to the radio station tonight. It was like there was nobody on the road, so we might be here all by ourselves tonight.
Well, I think there's something about just great weather.
Yeah.
Spring. Everyone's assigned to work. They left early.
Or maybe everybody's a CPA like us doing tax returns until 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. See, I get in at 5, 5.30, and I stay there until 7 or 8 doing tax returns. And
your eyes start spinning around in your head.
Yeah, really, you know. And so it's fun. I enjoy it, you know. Matter of fact, I was just with a person here from the celebrity here from the radio station doing their tax return, and they
where else would they rather be?
And they said to me that, you know, do you really like this? And I was like, yeah. you know, but anyway, you gotta have a, you know, you wake up every morning, you get to make a choice. You know, I can either hate what I do, or I can love what I do. And I love what I do. I don't know why I would make the choice that I hate what I do.
And if you can say that in the depth of tax season, then
you know, it's
you could say that. It's like I used to say, if I could get up and run at 4:30 in the morning on a cold day outside, if I could do it then, you could do it on all the other days.
That's true. So anyway, it's an open show tonight again. An open show tonight.
That means to call as soon as you call right now.
Call anytime. And matter of fact, people calling now get the most opportunity to get their question answered. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question. It is tax time, so maybe a lot of people. You know, I'm always amazed at, you know, here are people that we talk to and work with on a relatively active bases, okay? And yet when I do their tax returns, it's amazing the new things that I come up with and the ideas that you get when you work with a client. Can you imagine what the average person is doing that just goes and does TurboTax or who goes to just a tax preparer, gets their tax return done, and they're not thinking about anything, you know? I'll give you one right now I'm keeping a list of any client that, and I do this almost every year, keep a list of any client that had negative taxable income. You know, they'll have negative taxable income occasionally because of all kinds of things, you know, like large medical bills. So client moves into an assisted living facility or a nursing home. All of a sudden they have large medical bills. So now what I want to do is I want to make sure that I don't miss the opportunity that was obviously missed last year. And that is that if they're going to have negative income, let's exercise traditional IRAs to Roth. Let's convert them to Roth and take advantage of that negative taxable income. But there's lots of reasons why clients might have negative income that you didn't anticipate. And, you know, now you have a chance that if you get together with them in October and say, let's do an estimated tax analysis and see if we're going to have this or repeat again, and then let's exercise a bunch of traditional IRAs. That's such a common scenario that you need to be alert to. But most people don't even know that it's even available to them. That,
right.
You can create the income so that you're not walking away. And I remember one client I had starting back in like the year 2000, and he had negative taxable income. And so what he did is every year we would convert enough IRA money over to Roth such that he would have zero tax on that conversion of money.
Right.
And what happened is, ultimately, he got a large hunk of his IRA money out into tax-free Roth position that when he got older and he needed to take large sums of money out of that account, it was all coming out of tax-free Roth money, and it basically walked away with the tax-free. If he would have not known that and he would have left it in the IRA, he would have gotten absolutely demolished in taxes.
So that's a great one.
Yeah, that is a good one that a lot of people are missing the opportunity on. So we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-680. If there's anyone out there, calling all people out there, are you out there? You know, this, I feel like that. Did you watch that movie that, you know, it was like the day after, you know, nuclear explosion, and there was a guy on the radio. Is there anybody out there? I seem to be the only one left on the planet. Anyway. Did you see that movie? It was, I think it was called The Day After, right?
The Day After Tomorrow. Or, the,
or something like that.
He
found one other person or something, and, you know, all kinds of weird things. I don't remember the movie. I just remember that one part.
Gotcha.
So
yeah,
anyway.
I think I only saw parts of it.
Anyway, 410-922-6680 if you want to call and ask a question. It's an open show, and Chris and I are just going to banter back
well,
and forth.
Well, I did see that one with Denzel Washington.
I didn't see it. This is a long time ago. It's like 20 years ago, mine. But yours
sure.
is Denzel Washington.
He was carrying. It was again after a Holocaust. You know, after a nuclear Holocaust, and he was taking this book, which happened to be the Bible, and he was taking it, and he was heading west, and so that was. The day after.
Yeah.
The day after anything, but there was no real voice coming down. So.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So. I haven't seen many movies anymore, to tell you the truth. I did see
You're doing taxes.
Yeah, I did.
Just staying up doing taxes.
So anyway, we're getting to that point where Anita loves to take her first traffic break, and if I don't make it hard on the hour, she just sits there and stares at me like, when are you going to finally take a break? So, Nick, I appreciate you calling in, but you're going to have to hold with me while I go through my first traffic break, and I'll be right with you. You'll be first up. Anybody else wants to call in, 410-922-6680. We're on an open show. Take it away, Trap. Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one? Or just need a second opinion? The satisfaction guaranteed service of the Financial Physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. The Financial Consulate has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the Financial Consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTig.com. That's DrewTig.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE. You think Paul McCartney was a CPA?
Anita feels for you, Drew.
Right?
She feels for you.
You know, if my wife listened to this radio show, I would say to her, you know, that's you, dear. You know, I come home, I feel all right, you know, but she doesn't, so I'm not going to.
She doesn't stay listening to the podcast?
No, she doesn't do that either.
Do we still
but
have
you know
Tim
what?
On the line?
Do you know what? Her son has been listening. I wonder if he's listening. He usually texts me during the show because he started to listen in the last month or two. He's he listens
I miss
every
him.
Once in a while.
I miss him. I haven't seen him for
Austin
a
Carls.
Few years.
Austin Carls is my stepson. He's a great young man. And right now I'm going to Nick in Elkridge. Nick, how can we help you?
Hey, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little bit confused on this Medicare increase, I'm trying to dodge it. I went on the website this morning.
Saying that you and your spouse, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Single. That means that your earned income, is that what you're saying, is over $200,000 and they want
No.
Okay.
No. I had a W-2 with about $72,000 and then I'm collecting my Social Security. And it all came to about $85,900.
So you're retired and you're collecting Social Security.
No, I'm still working.
But you're collecting Social Security.
Correct.
Monthly Social Security income.
Right.
And so what
right.
you're concerned about is how much of your Social Security became taxable?
No.
I'm getting closer, Chris. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This new Medicare increase that we're facing for 2016, the premium, right now I pay about
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Medicare Part B premium that typically for the average person is $1,259 a year. And now they're saying to you, for 2016 or 2000, you're worried about your 15 tax return is going to pump you up for 2017?
Yes, I think I went over it like, I went over $85,000, about $860.
So have you filed your 15 return yet?
No. My accountant's got everything, and I just...
You've
got
to come up with a strategy to get down below that.
Right, and I found out that if I open up a simple IRA and make a contribution to that, I could get my income down.
Okay, that depends on whether you have a pension plan in your company.
No, I don't.
So that's good, and you're sure. No W-2 you have has a check mark under retirement plan, right?
Correct.
So all you got to do is a $1,000 IRA, and it'll save you a huge amount of money.
Well, that's what I found out. But my question is that figured on your adjusted gross income? Or is that just figured on what you made?
It's figured on your MAGI, modified adjusted gross income.
Right. So I saw that on a website today, and that's where it confused me.
So here's what it is, there, Nick. It's the number on the bottom of page one of your 1040 tax return, whatever that number is, plus any tax-free interest that you might have earned during the course of the year, which I'm assuming is zero, right?
Right.
So then it's just the number at the bottom there for you, unless for some odd reason you worked out of the country last year. Did you work out of the country last year?
No.
Okay.
I've stayed within the borders.
Okay, then it's just the number on the bottom of page one of your 1040. If that number is over 85,000, you're in trouble. You got to get it down, and an IRA will definitely do it for you.
Yeah, my accountant emailed me back, and she said I was like $85,860.
Well, I'll tell you, I give your accountant a lot of credit that she's watching that for you and alerted you to it, because there are a lot of people that would just pump that return out to you. You would have had no clue, and so commend her, you know, for that.
Well, the only reason I knew about it is because I listened to your show.
There you go. Well, then we should commend us.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, that's good. I appreciate that. And, well, I'm glad that you caught that and you get that down. Get it down before you file that tax return, okay?
She wants to know how much I plan to contribute to this IRA.
Well, you should put in as much as you can, because it's a good thing to defer taxes. All you need to do is enough to get it down below 85,000, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, buddy.
I just got to look at that one number. If I'm whatever I'm over, put that in.
That's right. That's it, sir.
Okay, well, thanks very much,
Chris. All right, Nick, take care. I'm glad he listens, you know? Hey, Tony, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a quick question about Lending Club. Are you both familiar with that company?
Yeah, I mean, I know of it. I don't say that I use it a lot, but I know of it.
Right. Well, as I understand it, the state of Maryland will allow you to take a loan from people that are, you know, offering loans from Lending Club, but they won't allow residents of Maryland to make loans. And I'm wondering if I'll just hang up and get your answer if you can. My question is, do you know why the state of Maryland, you know, doesn't allow people to make loans through Lending Club? And if you want to explain to the listeners what Lending Club is, I'll just hang up and listen to the answer.
So, all right, Tony. So Tony's got an interesting question that he's asking. So basically he's talking about peer-to-peer lending. Peer-to-peer lending is where, you know, I go online and Chris O'Shea in Walla Mesa, California wants to, is there a place like that?
There is,
you know,
now.
It's right outside of Hollywood last I saw. Anyway, so Chris in Walla Mesa, he says, I need to borrow $50,000 to get my donut shop up and running. And, you know, and I say, you know, Chris, you know, I'll do that for you. I'll give you $50,000. You're going to just have to give me 8% interest on it or whatever the case may be. And so Lending Club, peer-to-peer, you know, connection, there are lots of websites like this and so forth. Now, I haven't a lot of experience with it, so I'm not necessarily sure why the state of Maryland won't, but the only thing I can think of is that possibly, you know, I'm not sure why the state of Maryland doesn't, but it could be. Do you know, Chris? Are you looking it up?
Well, I'm here on blog.lendingclub.com, and it's saying lending's available, it looks like, in every place but Ohio. There's trading only in a couple other states, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
But they don't show anything about Maryland being any exemption or exception or anything of that sort. Well, you know, I mean, there are, they would consider this possibly like a security, you know, and that could be regulated by the security, or they could be considered this some form of banking regulation. You know, so I apologize.
And they say that,
Tony,
here. It says each state, you know, has individual laws about investments in securities
and banking.
You
know,
right,
and
sure.
So if they classify it as one of them, there are all kinds of reasons that they wouldn't allow you to do it. So, you know, I'm sorry, Tony, I can't give you more on that, but it is becoming very popular peer to peer, and it is running into some bank regulations. I mean, I'm sorry, state regulations and so forth. I'm going to go to Pete on Roth IRAs. Pete, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew and Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to your conversation about Roth IRAs. I just was wondering if you could confirm that the U.S. government doesn't tax any withdrawals from Roth IRAs?
Not a nickel. There are no withdrawals. Unless you have to be over 59 and a half.
Right.
And your very first Roth IRA that you ever set up had to be more than 5 years ago. So let's say I put $50 in a Roth in 1998, and I did it at Vanguard. And then I go to Fidelity, and I put another $10,000 in 2012. All right? So it's not been 5 years since my Fidelity one, but it's been 5 years since my original $50 went into Vanguard. So I'm past the five-year rule. Any money I make on any Roth is tax-free as long as I'm over 59 and a half.
No matter how big it grows, it's all tax-free.
Yeah, so you put your money in Under Armour 5 years ago, and it goes up 100, it goes up tenfold, and it's 100% tax-free, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, how do you think Mitt Romney got like $70 million into a Roth tax-free? He did it because he put a lot of highly appreciated assets in there, and they're all tax-free. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's 100% tax-free at this point in time. But the liberals are starting to come, and you're hearing chatter from them that we don't like this, and we want to figure out how to get rid of it someday in the future. So you got to be careful.
And Maryland, it's the limit is $29,000 per year. Is that correct?
No. Maryland follows the federal guidelines for the federal adjusted gross income. So if you're tax-free federally, you're tax-free state. So,
really? They don't charge anything. They don't charge anything for any distributions.
None on any Roth. Period. And it's $6,500 a year. You can contribute to a Roth, or you do a conversion. Conversions,
right,
though, require taxation paid on the IRA money moved over to the Roth. All right?
Wow.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you so much. You guys
Thank
have a great
you.
Day.
We got to go to traffic, as Need says. Yes, sir. We got to go to traffic. Yes. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I guess Anita's not as concerned about us working hard anymore. That's okay. You know?
Hey, well, that is, because that's just music just to chill out to.
Chill out music.
Yeah, there you go. It's when you're really stressed and you're on that 20th tax return for the day. Just turn this on.
I just got a great idea.
Okay.
Instead of doing a financial talk show,
all right,
we could do a yoga talk show. You know, breathe.
Well, I just had the thought in my head. I've just seen you do yoga. I just never tried to picture that before. So thank you for that.
So, you know, you think a radio yoga show would really work?
I haven't thought about it. I don't think I can think about it.
What do you think, Anita? Anyway, we're on an open show. We're going to stick with financial. That's the only thing we know. We don't know anything else. And so we're here on an open show to answer your questions on any topic dealing with personal finance. We have three great questions so far. I mean, you know, we found out that the lending club, the reason that Maryland isn't allowing people in Maryland to lend is because the lending clubs refused to register. They had registered before, but they dropped their registration. Is that what
from
it
the
said?
Little bit? Yeah, from the little bit that we could discern.
But Maryland doesn't restrict peer-to-peer lending, either lending or receiving loans, as long as you register. That's all they're saying. And Lending Club obviously said, no, we're not going to. Because I know a couple advisors in town that actually encourage people to take a hunk of their money and do peer-to-peer lending.
Okay.
So, you know, I have no problem with it. My issue personally is, I don't like anything that, you know, I can't look at and right. say, hey, things are changing. I don't want to be invested in this anymore. You know, so if I lend money to somebody in Wallaloosa, California, and I think, you know, hey, their business isn't doing what I thought it was going to do, it's not as easy to just get out of that loan at that time. You know, whereas if I lend money to a mutual fund or if I lend money to a corporation or the U.S. government, and I don't like what I see, you know, I can take my loss or I can take whatever gain I might have in there and I can walk away in a day.
Yeah,
you
there's so many more opportunities that are much more transparent to see what's going on, all
yeah.
kinds of different risks. You can expose your money, invest your money in all sorts of things. So go to something that's more of a
if somebody came
black
up
box.
With an open-end mutual fund that did peer-to-peer lending, you know, I might look at it. Whereas I could, at the end of the day, say, you know, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, you know. But I'm with you. I don't like those black box things. So anyway, we're here on an open show. 410-922-6680. Is the way to call in. There is nobody on the line. It's strictly just Chris and I. We had three good calls earlier, the one gentleman was talking about Roth IRAs, and, you know, that's one that I really beat on the bandwagon with. You know, people who have income below the limit for a Roth IRA, and they're not doing a Roth IRA. So here it is. Single, like Nick earlier, single and less than $115,000, they should be doing a Roth IRA. If you have any money, you have 80, you know, if you have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 somewhere in a bank account, in a brokerage account, in a mutual fund, and you can get that money and move it into a Roth IRA, it's an absolute slam dunk. You should definitely be doing it. I don't care what age you are, if you've got the money and your income's below that limit, you should do the Roth IRA. If it's married, it's $183,000. You should be doing the Roth IRA. Single, $115,000, married, $183,000. Do the Roth IRA. I don't care what age you are, you got the money, do it if you're below the limit. There is no reason not to. I've not heard one person ever give me a logical reason not to do it. Here's one that a lot of people say. Well, I'm only 30 years old. I don't want to lock my money up until 59 and a half. Ridiculous. You don't understand the rules. Because if I put my $5,500 into a Roth IRA, I can get my $5,500 back anytime I want to without penalty. Now, if it grows to $6,500, I can't until I'm 59 and a half. But so what? You know, your $5,500 sitting around in a bank account making zero.
But you can
zero.
Just get the $5,500 out.
I can always get the $5,500. I can always get my contributions back anytime I want to.
You know, I think some folks, besides the fact it's not publicized that much, I think some folks, as you talk with others, you realize some folks think that they have to invest it a certain way. If
yeah.
it's in an IRA and it's in a Roth, and you don't. Whether it's in an IRA or a Roth, as opposed
to an
individual
to.
Title,
right?
You put it at a broker's. You can buy anything you want. You can buy CDs. You can buy
you can buy a stock. And if, like stock. I said earlier, you buy Under Armour and it does incredibly well, it's all 100% tax free in the future.
Right.
And like I say, most of these people are their money sitting in a bank account earning zero. This is a slam dunk decision. And you got to and you miss that opportunity to do a Roth in a year your income's below those limits. It's gone.
Right, and
we saw
some folks a few months ago who did exactly that, $150,000 in bank accounts, Now their income's rising. They can still do it this year, but in future years, they're going to be limited, whereas they could have done this in the past to move substantial quantities of money into the Roth.
But we have strategies for people that make a lot more than $180,000,
sure,
and we can figure out how to get their money into Roth IRAs still, even if you make $1 million. We've got clients that make $800,000 and $1 million a year. I did one the other day. He had $650,000 of income, and we still did $11,000 into IRAs for he and his wife. You know, you just got to know the rules and
sure,
how to work with them.
Sure.
Anyway, we're going to Terry. Terry, how can we help you?
Yeah. How you doing? If you're getting like Social Security income or something like that, can you contribute to a Roth? Or would it make sense to?
You have to have earned income, Terry.
Oh, okay.
And earned income is this. It's income that was taxable for Social Security purposes.
Okay.
So if you made money in a work environment or self-employed environment where they took Social Security taxation from you, you can do a Roth IRA. But if you don't, your only income's from interest, dividends, pensions, Social Security, or something of that sort, then you cannot.
Okay.
Now, there is an exception to that, right, Chris? You did one just the other day. What kind of income can you use to do a Roth IRA?
Alimony.
Alimony, right. Alimony or third-party sick pay. That's another one. So there are a couple quirky ones that you mm-hmm. can, but alimony is definitely one of them. Do you happen to have a rich ex-wife, Terry?
Heck no.
Oh, well. Sorry about that, Terry.
Yeah, I wish I did. All right. Thanks a lot,
Jim. All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
And what I should have said, what I meant to say on the Roth, is that you can't go back and capture the lost years. So, yes, you can do subsequent years. As you said, there are ways of getting money with higher income, but you can't go back.
No, you're right.
And recapture those years.
Yeah.
You can't amend and say, "Well, I'm going to put some money in those."
Yeah, once you miss it, you miss it. You know.
Sure.
And matter of fact, I can't. You know, like if your income was too low in or low enough that you could do a Roth IRA in 2015, and you don't do it, you know, you can't. In December of 2016, say, gee, I missed that. I'm going to go back and do it, and I'll just amend my return and put that money into the Roth. It has to be done before April 15th of 2016, or I guess this year it's April 18th, 2016. Anyway, I almost missed my break last time, and I'm not going to almost miss it this time. I'm going to be right on target, so take it away, traffic.
Do you have a financial planner? Have you ever thought of hiring one? Or just need a second opinion? The satisfaction guaranteed service of the financial physical is designed with you in mind. Many listeners, just like you, come to me, Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate, looking for a firm that is fee-only and can offer comprehensive financial planning. The Financial Consulate has not grown by selling insurance, annuities, and bank products. Instead, we pride ourselves on the wealth of knowledge we can provide to you and your family. Learn more about the Financial Consulate and the services that we can provide at DrewTigg.com. That's DrewTigg.com. Or call to schedule a no-obligation introductory meeting at 410-823-SAVE. That's 410-823-SAVE.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show, only 10 minutes left in the show. We've got a roll. We've got a couple callers online. But if you want to get on, 410-922-6680 if you want to call and ask a question. And we're going to Kathy. Kathy, how can we help you?
Hi. My question was, is the limit income for the Roth IRA, is that adjusted gross income?
Yes, it's the number on the bottom of the first page of your tax return. There are some modifications to that adjusted gross income. For the most part, if it's 115 on the first page, on the bottom of the first page or lower, if you're single, 183 if you're married, then that's the number you're really trying to get under.
Okay. Then the second question is, if you're contributing to a 401 through your employer, the maximum that you can contribute, can you still do a Roth IRA?
Yes, they're totally different critters, And even if you're maxing out your 401k, as long as you're below the income limits to do your Roth IRA, you can do the Roth IRA up to $5,500 if you're under 50 years of age, $6,500 if you're over 50 years of age. And if you, even if you have incomes over those amounts, if you know how to do it, and it's not something you ought to do at home without expert guidance because you can get in a lot of difficulty, you can probably still do the Roth in a two-step transaction, I guess is a good way to put it. All right?
Thank you.
All right, Kathy, good call, good question. We're going to Jeff, and how can we help Jeff?
Hi there. Hey, I got a question about contributions to IRAs.
Yeah.
How it affects gross income.
Okay. Traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs, which one?
Well, both, really.
Okay.
Okay, so I know with my 457 plan, any money that I contribute to that does not count towards my gross income, correct?
Right. The 457, you work for a government?
That's right.
Okay, so 457B, it's a government deferred compensation plan, and you're correct. Put money in there, you make $50,000, you put $5,000 in, you tell them your income's only $45,000. Okay?
All right. So I'm married, but my wife and I both have plans that we can contribute to. So I know that our absolute maximum for a traditional IRA is 118.
That's correct. If you both have pension plans, then you can't make over 118 to do a traditional deductible IRA.
So let's say at the end of the year, when I'm working on my taxes, our gross income is 120,000.
Okay.
And I decide I want to contribute 10,000 to a traditional IRA. Would that reduce our gross income to 110?
No.
Stuck at 120.
No, you're still stuck at 120. But like I said earlier, MAGI and modified adjusted gross income is how you calculate the number to determine whether you're over or under. And putting money in the IRA, even though that's an adjustment to your adjusted gross income, it's not an adjustment to determine whether you can do a traditional deductible IRA.
Okay, great. That is exactly what I was looking for.
But, you know, what I would do anyway, Jeff, is if I had money to do it, and I'm already doing as much as I can in my 457 and my wife's plan, I would be doing the Roth IRA. I wouldn't be even thinking about a traditional IRA with $120,000 of income, because I already did my tax deferral over here. I want to do my Roth over here.
That sounds good. That's exactly what we're doing.
All right, buddy. Good call.
Great. Thank you very much.
Steve, how can we help you? Steve?
Hi, Drew.
Yeah.
This is Steve. Yeah, I have a quick question. I have a RAV5. It's a this horrible annuity that the Scott Ameriprise bamboozled me into buying.
Yeah.
It's a 10-year thing, and it just goes down and down and down. There's a $14,000 fee to get out of it.
Wow.
Is there any way to get out of a bad performing fund without paying all that?
Not without me looking at it. I'd have to look at it. There are always little loopholes, not loopholes. There are always little rules that allow you to get, like, for example, most of them have a 10% per year out without penalty. And some of those 10% per year are cumulative. So you can look at that. There are other ways that you might be able to do it. A lot of those annuities also had a, if you annuitize it, you would eliminate the penalty. So you could get like a 3-year payout and not have any penalty, but you got to get your money in 3-year increment.
So definitely give you a call. It's 410-823-SAVE.
Yeah, that's the best way to remember it. So
yeah,
that's the only way I can answer.
A long time ago in Annapolis.
Oh, well, great. I look forward to catching up with you again then.
Yeah. All right. I'll definitely give you a call.
All right, Steve. Take care. I'm going to ML Healthcare. ML.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good. Hurry up.
All right, I'm this little blue-collar truck driver. I got hit by Obamacare because I never signed up.
Okay.
And I drive between North Carolina and Maryland, and they both hit me at the same time for like $1,400. And I never even got nothing in the mail or anything to tell me to sign up for Obamacare. And I went to do my income taxes, and it took out like $1,500 almost.
If you didn't have health care, you're absolutely right. That would be about what the penalty could be. So, unfortunately, ML, there's no way I can get around that. If I don't have, if I have a client that doesn't have health care, they're going to pay the penalty, unfortunately. So make sure you get coverage this year.
Well, how does all that work? Because are you talking about because the people called me on the phone when I was on the road driving and asked me how my health was? And are then the people that you got to talk to about it? I mean, I had people calling me like for a year or 2 years straight telling me to sign up, but they never said one time it was Obama health care.
But you just need health care. It doesn't have to be from the Obama health care exchange. You can just get it anywhere. Just get health care. However you do it, just get it, or else you're going to pay that penalty. All right?
Oh, my God. All right, man.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't make the nanny laws.
Yeah, I hear you.
The nanny. And I hate that.
So your company doesn't? He's off?
Yeah, he's gone.
Say the company doesn't offer it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. He might be a private one. Mark, yeah, I can get your question in. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I've already done my taxes and got my refunds for 2015.
Okay.
But I do have still have a Roth. Can I still contribute to my 2015 Roth?
Yeah, because it doesn't impact your income tax return. So as long as your income, the bottom of page one, was under married or single, Mark?
I'm single.
Single. Under the $115,000 mark, was it?
Yes.
And did you have earned income that you paid Social Security tax on?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Then, yeah, absolutely. And you could put...
I'm sorry. Is there a deadline like...
April 18th.
18th.
It's the 18th this year, right, Chris? Right.
It is.
Yeah, April 18th. You got to get it in by April 18th. But I would do it well before then.
Yeah, and I can do it for 2015.
Yes, sir. Because it doesn't affect the income tax return, so it doesn't have to be refiled or anything. You just have to get the money in there before April 18th, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You take care. Good question. And, you know, that is interesting that people think, you know, gosh, I already filed my taxes. Can I still do a Roth IRA? And the answer is, yeah, as long as you get the money in. Now, if you did a traditional IRA and you were hoping it to be tax deductible and you already filed your tax return, you could still do it. You just have to amend your income tax return.
Right.
So, you know, with him, it's not a big deal. It doesn't affect his tax return at all. So anyway, Christopher, we are out of time.
It is.
And
we're
going to be back next week. I think we have a guest coming on Rickards at like in 2 weeks or something like that. And he's going to talk why you should be buying gold now. And he's a pretty smart guy. So I wouldn't miss that show. I think it's 2 weeks from now.
Sounds great.
Anyway, this is Money, Riches, and Wealth. Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.